are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. You're running out of time now. We have two segments left, but this is the last phone segment. So you got to call now at 888-888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Call.
And also check out our new seller events calendar. All you have to do is go to our archive page. Under the Seller Resources tab, just go to eBay Radio. Well, this was written wrong. Okay, here's what you do. Go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then hover over the Seller Resources tab and select Seller Events from the drop-down menu. Click on the event's name on the calendar. You'll get a pop-up window with all the pertinent information. And, Griff, I guess nobody is having anything this week because nobody sent us any information for a seller meetup this week.
Well, that's interesting.
But maybe it's tax week, and that's why they didn't have it. Seriously.
Probably.
But next week, on Wednesday the 23rd, the Las Vegas Online Sellers Meetup is going to happen from 6:30 to 9. Mm-hmm. Guest speaker will be Diana Konkoff Morgan and Suzanne Burgo. For the exact location and to attend, you join the group on meetup.com. And you'll see everything you need to know. Danny Ackerman, by the way, is the contact for that particular group. And also next week, beginning Friday and going all the way through Sunday, is the Phoenix E-Tailers Conference.
Oh.
That's Friday, April 25th at 2 p.m., ends Sunday, April 27th at 3 p.m., and it's at Radisson Fort McDowell in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Registration cost is $247 to $349, depending upon when you register. And contact details are Sandy Saltz Johnson. And you can go to PhoenixEtailersConference.com to find out more information about that.
Groovy.
So this is a great way for you to get your sellers groups and everything else. You know, big events like the E-Tailers Conference. Great way to get us to talk about it over the radio is by sending it in. Rich in Chicago, Illinois, user ID appealing signs. Hey, Rich, always great to hear from you. What's your question or comment?
Oh, I just wanted to say we had our meetup last week with Brian Burke from eBay that came in, and what a great eventful night it was. I don't know if he was ready for the crowd to attack him as much as they did, but we had a great, great event, and it was great to have eBay send somebody out. So do appreciate that. So very much for recognizing the meetup group, especially Chicagoland eBay Sellers Group. And secondly, something that Griff and you guys had talked about earlier about using GoDaddy bookkeeping, there is a way to put your expenses in there for your cost of goods. It's in the expense column, and then you have a drop-down box that you can put in what you actually paid for that particular item. So I do that with my drop shippers and things like that and the other items that I make, so I know that what I'm showing on GoDaddy is my true profits. And
so are you talking by transaction? So if I open up an item?
If you open up the you have to input that prior to the
You could create a category. The problem is that what I want to be able to do is when I make a purchase, I want to be able to indicate for that purchase the single cost of goods. So yeah, you can do that, and you can when you buy something. For example, if I go to Savers and I buy a bunch of stuff, it's one transaction. I may have bought 20 items. And I can't.
Oh, I got you. I got you. What you're saying. Okay. So yeah, because I can. You can add a transaction in your expense report. I'm looking at it right now. Add a transaction. So you're talking about individually on. Well, that's kind of what I do. But you do have to do it prior to listing that item.
Right.
But
exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how it would go. I get you. Yeah, they're probably. Well, you know, that can be worked out. I would think that would be something they can work out there. But
I would hope so.
All in all, I just want to thank eBay for coming out to our group And we do have a meetup coming up in May. We're hopefully getting the Postal Service to come in, but we're not sure yet. But
so you need to send that in to us. You need to submit, click submit on the archive site. Up in the top right-hand corner, click submit an event. Please let us know so we can put it on the calendar.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Rich. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Rich.
So Griff, E. Betsy has pictures. I wanted pictures.
And you got pictures.
In the chat board with her on the beach and even a picture of the little cottage they're staying in.
Yeah.
On a little island. And she's doing her work.
Yeah.
What a woman.
Well, you know, she knows how to live.
She does.
We could definitely take living lessons.
From E. Betsy.
We could.
It's true. Well, we also have another way for you to reach us besides 888-RADIO-30, and that is the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. And, Griff, we do have some Contact Us emails I'd like to read for you.
Oh, yes, please do.
Okay, the first one is Kat from Lindenhurst, New York, known on eBay as Varoom1234, and she just has a comment. She says, hi, my 2 cents worth. I have found that crystal and glass photograph very nicely on a gray background. Thanks, Kat.
Okay.
So she's liking a gray background for her crystal and glass and photographs. So, you know, how do you feel about that, about gray backgrounds?
If it works for you, great.
Depends on what it is, probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have another one from Maria in Hollywood, known on eBay as Eugene_art. Question, it is new change, the fact that from today or these days, we can edit title on items that have sales. It is a really good thing, thanks. So she's just thanking us for the change, I guess. Right? We announced today. That you could edit things on fixed price listings. Or buy it now?
Yeah.
Even if there's a sale on it? So that is what she is thanking us for on that one.
Well, I'm happy that she's happy.
Ruth in Easley, South Carolina, known on eBay as Auction Ruth. I am going to start a big makeover the next month. Logo, store, and listing. Any ideas? Please dish my listing to the down and dirty. Do we have time to dish your listing? We do.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So let's bring it up.
It is 1813.
1813.
8217.
8217.
1401.
1401.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ah.
Oh, look at that. Well,
cute.
Cute. I'm not a big fan of the red background, but I'll let it pass.
Well, I think it looks good on the... Well, you know what? That brings up a good point.
Right.
Okay. To me, it looked pretty because, oh, she picked a background that matched the cat's little nose and whisker. Mm. And, oh, how cute. But that's looking at it too arty-like.
Yeah.
So you think it would have been better in a white background?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll go with what we have.
Yeah, to me it looks good.
All right, so, well, except for this, hold on a minute.
Okay, so I'll read the title. It's Vintage Black and Gray Cat Kitten Standing Porcelain Figurine Pound Sign C.
I don't know what the pound sign C means.
I think the pictures are beautiful.
I'm going to say that the second photo is problematic and see if you can figure out why.
The second photo.
Right. It's not a terrible problem, but it is a problem. Second photo. Compare it to the one before and after it.
Oh, it's a darker background. Something's
the light.
Something's different, yeah.
And you want to be consistent from photo to photo. But going back to the title, there's some words missing. So I would have used the word ceramic. Porcelain is great. Black and gray, cat, kitten, standing, porcelain, figurine. I guess it's generic, doesn't have a name, so there's no marks or anything.
Free shipping. I like that.
Free shipping is good. Let's see. The description is pretty plain and simple. I don't know what else you could talk about in the description. Overall, pretty good. I'm not a big fan of red, but, you know, it's not bad in this background. for this item. So, okay. Mazel tov.
Then underneath item specifics, didn't use many.
Yeah. Well, unknown where it's made. It's porcelain. I don't know what other you could add. I might add figure cat or kitten. That might help search even. Who knows? But otherwise, I think it's okay. I mean, if you're looking for this figurine, there it is. And
then underneath, nice, neat descriptions.
Yes, very nice, very neat.
One sentence descriptions, which we love.
We love.
Well, oh, I love. First of all, let's remember what she said in her email to us, because she did say that she is getting ready to do a complete makeover.
A complete makeover.
Her store, her listings, everything, wanted to know if we had any ideas. She's going to do the new store layout, of course.
I think, well, if I go to your store now, let's go to your store. So you got a very simple logo. I'm not sure if that'll translate in the new format. You want to make sure. It may need to be restructured so it's square for the logo section, and you may want to create a banner as well. Those are the two things currently that are customizable for the new store format. But other than that, I think you're doing all right. I'm looking at your other listings very quick. Pretty good. I prefer that blue background. It's less poppy. But
so what are we giving her? I'm sorry. I gave her a 4.95.
All right, I'll give her a 4.9.
4.9. Okay, you get a 4.9. That's almost perfect. I like the red, babe.
This open phone segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand-name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's G-E-N-C-O Marketplace.com/eBay.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 253.
How do you ship clothing? Amy Weintraub is known on eBay as top-rated seller Shop It Fashion. She has this advice on why you should consider free shipping for apparel.
Apparel doesn't cost much to ship. Even a silk dress is going to be under a pound. So it's really a minimal fee for the bump that you get in search and in sales. We do apparel as buy it now, so we include the shipping cost in the price of the item. Do free shipping. That's how you're going to sell it through in the United States. Make it a reasonable price for international shipping, but it doesn't break.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Setter Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. So do we have any contact us?
We don't have any contact us, but we do have some things on the chat board I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
So somebody asked about if in my mobile home park, can we have sales anytime we want? No, we cannot. Only when you die. So we have once a year, we have what we call the trash to treasure sale. And it's in the rec center. And you bring all, you get a table, you order a table, and they bring it in, and you bring all your stuff over. We just had that this past Saturday, was our trash to treasure sale in the mobile home park. So no, we're not allowed to just have sales willy-nilly, because then we'd have people driving through our park, our lovely little park, every weekend, and we don't want that. So we do have it, yes, once a year. Unless you die, then your relatives are allowed to have an estate sale at any time. So in answer to that question, somebody wrote in that they live in a mobile home overlooking a beautiful hill, that it's gorgeous. She says, I live in a mobile home overlooking a beautiful canyon and a golf course below near the coast of San Diego. We are allowed to have a sale once a year. So most of the mobile home parks, I think, have that rule about sales. So you want to pay attention and ask each senior mobile home park, when are you going to have your yearly sale? But in the meantime, if they have estate sales, they always put it in the newspaper. So I just wanted to clear that up. So, Griff.
Yes.
Next, we'll be here Thursday.
We will be here Thursday.
But not the following Tuesday.
Why is that?
Because it is the Tuesday after Easter. And we always have a difficult time locating people for guests and stuff during that time, because people take their vacation, they go, their kids are on break from school. So we have a difficult time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or we, you know, schedule them and then they forget about it because they're on vacation and they don't show up. So we are not going to be on the air next Tuesday.
Well, okay.
Okay.
All right.
But definitely this Thursday and of course the following Thursday.
I'll buy that.
Yes, definitely. So let me see. I'm looking on the chat board. People are talking about Betsy's pictures, of course.
Well, she's on vacation.
Yes, she is. See, her entire family goes on vacation every year around this time. I think they do it twice.
That's great.
And they go to some interesting island somewhere. Interesting island. And yeah. Just have a good time with the family. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Okay, so we were talking about the news story today about editing a number of aspects of a fixed price listing, even if the listing has a sale or pending best offer on it.
Yes.
And that started April 8th, just a few days ago. So sellers can now change or add to the following components of a fixed price listing: title, category, both primary and secondary, best offer status, and pictures. eBay hopes this change makes selling even easier and even more profitable. You can get more details about this update from the announcement board. So that's another good thing that's going to
happen. That's a very good thing.
Let me see if there's any. Oh, eBay Radio Party and Conference. Griff, we've moved 11 people from the standby list onto the regular list.
Oh, see, so it pays to be on the standby
list. Yeah, and we have
list.
A couple of openings right now to move people, so we're going to be moving them in the next day or two. So go to, if you want to join us in Vegas in June, and there are some people who feel that this is the premier event for eBay sellers anywhere in the world. Some people believe that.
Exactly.
Come and join us. There'll be 300 or a little more than 300 of us this year. And we've got tons of speakers. The first day is going to be concentrating on marketing your eBay business and marketing your eBay listings. Every single speaker is going to talk about marketing on day one, and that's Tuesday, the 17th of June. You must be there for that marketing
day. Oh, you must.
Anyone who has a store, an eBay store, anyone who sells on eBay should be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We have great things planned. Cabbage with a K.com, Cabbage, the wonderful company that, you know, provides working capital to online sellers just like you. They are helping me co-host that first day on Tuesday. So we have a lot of great things planned. We'd love for you to join us. Everyone who's ever been to one of our events in June says they've learned so much from it, and it's actually helped their business grow. So go to ervegasstandby.com and get on the standby list if you're not on the regular list, and we'd love to have you there with us. Griff's going to be there.
Well, I will, yes.
He's bringing a photography studio with him.
I'm bringing a whole studio.
You'll be able to take pictures. You buy things in Vegas, little tchotchkes.
You can take them pictures of them right there.
Exactly, and mail them out.
Mail those out.
Yep, right from the hotel.
Mail those suckers right out from the hotel.
So we have a lot of great things planned.
And we encourage you at the event to keep your cell phones on so we can hear the ka-chings.
We've always wanted Lisa Satoro to come and speak.
And she's coming.
Yep. She'll be there on marketing day.
We got her.
We're very excited about that.
We pulled and we pulled.
And we have Thrifting with the Boys coming and so many other people who are fascinating.
And, of course, we'll talk more about it as we get closer to the event. So.
Yes, June 17th, 18th, and 19th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, we'll be here on Thursday. We won't be back next Tuesday because of the holiday, but then we'll be back again on Thursday.
Exactly.
So we'll see you there. And this segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Don't forget, Thursday, April 17th, we'll be there, and we'll see you then. We thank everyone who makes the show great from voicemarketingradio.com. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents The Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When processing labels and tracking numbers, it's best to keep your system as simple and straightforward as possible. Consider an integrated shipping program, one that takes full advantage of all the features eBay and the USPS have developed together. It will save both time and money. You'll keep your customers quickly informed of their tracking numbers and delivery times. It'll keep you out of the weeds when managing the pesky details of these transactions. And remember, with an integrated program, you get the full benefit of eBay's USPS discounts. Plus, you'll have an orderly record of all your shipments and deliveries, with customized shipping labels to boot. Automation, the 21st century, right in your own business space. What a concept!
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.